Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, here in TV land. Thank you for coming to worship and worship together with spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your word. Grace, please feed and nourish our spirits. Help us to grow in understanding you and building relationships with you and one another. In Jesus' holy name, amen. So Anne and I, when we were here at Millhouse, we were in our final year of residency, and we were getting ready for Josiah, that's our first child, to come into the world. A couple of months before his arrival, I cleaned the room, and got a new air conditioner. I think I got a new air conditioner. And it was just all the while, not knowing that Josiah was looking at his watch in utero, saying tick, 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 tick. So, with a month left to go before his due date and a routine doctor visit, we were told good news and the bad news. The good news, we're going to have a baby, but a water was low. The bad news is you're staying here and we prep in an hour. We had to go right away. All the work that it took to bring Josiah into the world. And Anne had to have a C-section. And with God's grace, Josiah came home to Middlehouse and a prepared room on the third floor facing Lenton Street, who's ever staying in there now. And we weren't all the way ready. But we didn't have his name, like, what is the name? So we called up Nikisha, who was the sub manager at the time, and said, there's in that room, there's a book with his, with the, acting names. So she picked out Babatu. We like that one. And so that's his middle name, and which means he's a peacemaker. So we went with that one. And Linda Hood gave us her snap, because Michael's best. But this is all to say that, you know, to be in the process of getting ready for the child, even if you're not fully ready, you won't be caught off guard. You're in the process of being ready. It's okay. And 3.5 years later, we were crazy enough to do it all over again. So we decided to have a natural birth for Micah, our second child, rather than another C-section. And it's called VBAC, for those who don't know. One doctor was totally against it, while the other ones were favoring so we had made up our minds, be back. And now it was time. So when we got to the hospital around, I guess 4 a.m., I told the receiving nurse to run the doctor and had a C-section on our first child. Her reply was, she knows. I didn't settle with me. The answer, so moments later, I mentioned it to her again. The second time, I said, I don't think the doctor would have remembered it, Anne, because there was a rotation of doctors, I think four or five, that she would see every time she would visit, monthly visits. And that doctor hadn't seen Anne in a while. So, tell her. And the nurses replied, stop worrying, Dad. And she knows. And I still didn't settle it. So the nurse prepped Anne, we got into the room. I was ready to go. And the doctor shows up, and Anne is in the bed, and the doctor sits down, and she goes, what is this? So I'm looking at the doctor. The doctor's looking at Anne's section. I looked up at the nurse. She's looking at me, saying, I just want the screen. Doc, they wasn't ready. There was a little hiccup, but Micah came into the world. He was supposed to be here. He's out of the end or in the city. But you know, 16 years later, he's healthy baby. But unlike the doctor, are you ready or in the process of getting ready for the child? Are you ready? Are you ready for the child coming to the world? Yeah, the baby, Prince of Peace, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Are you ready to receive the child in your heart? The season of Advent is a time for great hope and expectation and preparing ourselves to get ready and waiting patiently. We await with this enduring hope of the past as we prepare for the Christ child, while simultaneously waiting, preparing for the return of the Lord. And as the Israelites yearn for the arrival of the Messiah to free them from the oppression and constant captivity, we too await the return of the Messiah in the midst of growing hate and systemic racism and wars and disasters and hunger and poverty and sickness and greed and selfishness. We're in the midst of all this mess and chaos. As we wait, we still have to prepare and get ready. During the time of the prophet Isaiah, the northern kingdom of Israel had been captured by the Assyrians. And most of the inhabitants have been taken to a foreign land. Centuries later, the kingdom of Judah fell to Babylonians. It was because of their callousness of their hearts towards the less fortunate and turning away from God to idol gods. Idol worship brought destruction. Yet in the midst of their suffering, God reminded them that he still loves them. He still loves them. And that his punishment will only be temporary. I just want you to turn back. That's what God has always said. Just turn. And through the prophet Isaiah, he spoke of a time where a child will be born. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace out of the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice from this time onward and forward. Now, if I was an Israelite, I could get with that hope in the midst of what I'm going through. One day in my lifetime, maybe, we'll return to our homeland and kingdom will be restored to its former glory. Unfortunately, that child didn't come for another 700 years. From the Assyrians, the Babylonians, to the Persians, to the Greeks, to the Romans, Israel remained under some form of control. And their hope should have been cracked. But there still remained a seed, also a glimmering light that passed from generation to generation. And I'm reminded of that same hope that was instilled in African American people who endured the enslavement period for over 200 years. How were they able to maintain their strength? How were they able to maintain their sanity through such brutal oppression? Because of that age-old enduring hope in a savior. And that this hope was not placed in this newly formed idol god who was fashioned and molded with blue eyes and blonde hair and used to justify their captivity and brutality. No. It was placed in a living god. You know, who said, blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Yeah, he also said he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of Satan's mind and set the oppressed free. And if the Son sets you free, you are free. And keep awake, therefore, for you not know what day. So as we wait with this enduring hope, in whatever midst we're currently in, being ready or in the process of being ready involves movement of mind and body and spirit and stagnation. So are you in the Word? In the Word, being fed and nourished by the Word? Are you sharing your light of Christ with folks whose light is dim? Are you doing the work, loving God and saving all of creation? Are you standing up for truth in the midst of all the lies and deception? Isaiah says, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight to your heart. John the Baptist says, bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we call ourselves Christians. I'm embellishing. For out of these stones, God can raise up people who call themselves Christians. Preparing yourself is all about doing. Many folks are suffering mentally, financially, physically, emotionally. Their light of hope is dim right now. So this is a perfect time to share your light in order to kindle others. A father who lost his wife around Christmas is now a single parent with young children. The husband and wife separated, creating lasting trauma for your child. Someone in your circles who may be depressed or lonely. A young person suffering from mental illness, mental stress. Who are you sharing your light with today? Who are you bringing the hope today? So in conclusion, this Advent season, as we prepare ourselves for the arrival of Christ, the Savior who was promised to come into the world, may we simultaneously prepare ourselves, our hearts, minds, and spirits, for the return of the King. May we ready ourselves with the work, loving neighbor, loving God.